A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. The word of the Lord. Today's readings all point to the theme of entry. In the first reading that we've just heard, we listen to the words, open up the gates to a nation that is just, one that keeps faith. The response is from the 118th Psalm, open to me the gates of justice, I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord. And Jesus starts his instruction to the disciples in today's gospel reading. None of those who cry out, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Which raises the question, what is the will of my Father in heaven? The Jerusalem Bible provides an interesting response in commenting on the prophecy of Isaiah that we've just heard, that the strong city we have, he sets up its walls and ramparts to protect us, is rather strange, and that really the strong city should read, a strong city Savior have we. And who's that Savior? Well, in the words of Isaiah, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. The Lord is our Savior. And what does he do? He tramples the lofty city underground with the footsteps of the poor. As followers of Jesus Christ, we must follow in his footsteps, which began in Bethlehem, where he was born as a poor man in a cave, at Nazareth, where he was the son of a working man, in Galilee and Judah, where he preached, living on the generosity of others, and on Calvary, where he was stripped and killed as a criminal. Jesus was a poor man, and he did what the prophet Isaiah said the Savior of the city would do, trampled underfoot the mighty and the lofty. Which brings two conclusions to me. The first is that to identify with Jesus, we must recognize our own poverty, and that poverty consists in receiving everything we have from God. And the second conclusion is that we should act as the poor often do. Now, this is no universal truth, But I find in my life that poor people generally tend to be more generous than rich people. That's not a universal truth. There are many people who have money and do wonderful things with that money in supporting the poor. But as I say, my experience is that poor people relatively are more generous than rich. Perhaps that's because some rich people at least have their money because they don't give it away. I remember an incident when I was preaching for an organization supporting poor people in the Caribbean, that I was sent to a parish that had three English masses and one Spanish mass. I expected that the majority of the funding that I received would come from the English people because they seemed to me to be of a higher economic status than the Spanish-speaking people. I was very surprised that I received from the Spanish-speaking people as much in one mass as I did in three masses from the English-speaking people. I think that when the Spanish-speaking people heard me speaking through a translator of the miseries of many people in countries like Haiti, Jamaica, Ecuador, Guatemala, that they could identify with that kind of poverty and responded very generously from what they had to provide the help that they could. Today's readings call us to consider how we can enter into God's kingdom. The best way is to imitate Jesus, to recognize our poverty as he lived in poverty, and from that poverty give what God has given us. That is entering in. That is what I think Isaiah means by trampling underfoot. Our present Pope has made a great deal of identification with the poor. In doing that, I think he points us to the lesson of today's readings.